For hours after the shooting, a group of about 100 family members gathered behind a line of police tape. Many grew frustrated with the lack of information, of not knowing when students would be released. Ebony Lucas of South Atlanta was waiting anxiously for her niece.
They haven't told us anything. We're worried. Everybody out here is worried about their child. Whatever family member it is, they're worried.
And Marie Broughton of South Atlanta was there for her granddaughter.
I've been right here since about 2-something. I don't know anything. I really don't. They should come down and let people know what's going on and just tell them that everybody's all right. Everybody's not all right.
By about 4:30, hours after the shooting, the crowd began yelling directly at a line of police officers.
We want answers, and we want them now. We want answers, and we want them now. We want answers, and we want them now.
One couple tried to slip under the police tape to get to the school and find their kid. They didn't get far.
But I need my child.
Okay, we'll try to do that.
And I'm tired of being patient. I've been more than patient.
Let me see if I can get you an update, all right?
Yeah, because I've been more than patient right about now.
Give me a minute.
I need my child now. I've been patient.
About 10 minutes later, police took to a loudspeaker to tell them the kids would be bused to a nearby church. Authorities say they were following procedure. One police official said Atlanta Public Schools made the call to keep the kids well after school hours. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.